maturing in the supply of the Spirit. Maturing in the supply of the Spirit, the supply of God's Spirit, the supply of Christ's Spirit, the supply of the Holy Spirit. It's a whole spiritual realm. When you were born again, that which is born of the flesh is flesh, that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. So you were born into another realm, which is the realm of the Spirit. And unless we mature in spirit, there's a lot of things that God has done for us through Christ we will never, never receive. So we're here maturing in the Spirit, and we're maturing in the supply of the Spirit. Now, in order to understand that, go back. It's not our main text, but go back to Ephesians 1:3. Ephesians 1:3 is very important here now, because as we understand different aspects, I have 12 of them, of supplies of the Spirit. It says, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. You with me?
Yes, sir.
Who has blessed us with all spiritual blessing in heavenly places in Christ. Now I want you to underline the spiritual blessings. Spiritual blessings. They are not blessings that begin in the flesh. They are spiritual blessings. So in order to enjoy or activate the spiritual blessing, you're going to have to know how to operate in the supply of the Spirit.
Yes, sir.
You hear what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
You're going to have to be a student of the Spirit, because sometimes your body lied to you. And sometimes the circumstance and the situation lied to you. And sometimes the whole system began to lie to you. But when you know how to function in that other realm, you function in the truth, and the truth cannot be buried.
Right. Yes, sir.
And then Lord called my attention. Now, you see that scripture. Blessed be the God and Father of the Lord Jesus Christ. We say, who has? All right, so bless us with all spiritual blessing. And then he tells us where? In heavenly places in Christ Jesus. And by saying in heavenly places in Christ Jesus is letting you know this stuff can't be stopped.
Right.
I mean, that's the highest place you can go.
Yes, sir.
I mean, that's divine. That's supernatural. Another scripture we use a lot of time to preach on finances, but I want to apply it here in Philippians 4:19 now.
Yes,
Philippians 4:19. And then you'll understand our text better. Philippians 4:19. Maturing in the supply of the Spirit. There, Philippians 4:19 is talking about people had sown seed, but it turned into a spiritual matter. But he said, but my God, now there's some emphasis here that apply to all three texts we're going to look at. But my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus.
Yes,
now compare those two verses. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessing.
Yes.
What kind of blessing?
Spiritual.
Where?
In
who?
Christ Jesus.
Now notice what it says in Philippians 4:19. But my God shall supply all your needs according to his riches in glory.
Yes, sir.
By Christ Jesus. All right? Now, the text that we're going to go in tonight is the text where the Apostle Paul showed why he was such a mighty apostle. Locked up in jail. But Paul knew some secrets that we must know about the Spirit. That it may seem like you're losing, but you can't. No. The divine substance that belong to you out of the Spirit will cause you to prevail beyond sense knowledge, beyond situation, beyond circumstances, beyond how many against you, it doesn't matter. So let's look in the text now. Here's the text. Philippians chapter 1, verse 19. Paul, as you read around it, I don't have time to read around it. He locked up. He like in a bad condition. But he has a secret that... You remember the Bible said in Romans 8:28, all things work together for them that love God according to God's purpose? See, that's a spiritual statement.
Yes, sir.
Now, here we have in this text in Philippians 1:19, for I know that this shall turn to my salvation. He's going through all kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So when you're going through stuff, you ought to be able to say, this is going to turn to my salvation, my deliverance. See, salvation, my deliverance, my victory, my connection.
Yes, sir.
All right. For I know that this shall turn to my salvation through your prayer. That's one thing he knows, prayer. But then he says, and the supply of the Spirit of Jesus Christ.
Yes,
now, the supply of the Spirit is the supply of the Holy Spirit.
Yes,
he is the supply of all divine transaction.
Yes,
even with God,
right.
God didn't move without his Spirit.
That's right. Yes,
when he spoke the word in existence, the Spirit who over the water.
Yes,
see, you need the word and the breath.
Right.
What I say?
Right.
Yeah, see, you just got the word. If the Holy Spirit is not breathing on it,
right.
it will not come alive.
Yeah.
Okay? So we have to mature in our activating or receiving, maturing in the supply of the Spirit. In other words, know what supply we need at any given moment and know that definitely it will be supplied.
Yes, sir.
And know that when one know how to function in the supply of the Spirit, there is nothing that can overpower them. Because the supply of the Spirit is higher than demonical spirit, human spirit, whatever it is. But we have to know how to feed on these things. Now, let me read two or three things to you. And you remember we're dealing from John 16:13, where he said, I have many things to say to you. You can't bear them now. In the latter part of the fifth chapter of Hebrews, remember, words are hard to be uttered because you can't understand them. That's because of a lack of the supply of the Spirit, all right? Now, if you truly learn how to function in the supply of the Spirit, you will never lose again.
Yes, sir.
Now, it may look like you're losing, but you know better.
Yes,
say, I know better.
I know better.
Yeah, see, only a matured person can know better when all of the circumstances, all the facts say it's not going to come out right.
That's right. Uh-huh. Yes, sir.
And still say it's going to come out right.
Yes, sir.
Because see, truth overrule facts.
Yes, sir.
Did you get that?
Yes, sir.
You need to put that down and you need to understand that. Truth overrule facts.
Right, sir.
Natural facts cannot lord over truth from heaven.
That's right.
So symptom.
Uh-huh.
See what I'm saying?
Yes.
Images or whatever it is, you know, it can't overrule fact. All right. The impact that the Holy Spirit had on the early church. Let me read this to you, and you take notes from this. In studying the supply of the Spirit, Holy Spirit, it is important to mark the radical change wrought by Pentecost upon the early church. I mean, even more radical than walking with Jesus. Even more radical when they found out that he had rose from the dead. The impact of the Holy Spirit was a radical move on the early church. They began to do things they had never done before. Even though they had walked with Jesus. You see now, I don't want to get ahead of myself, but I'll tell you something a little ahead. Now, when the Holy Spirit came to the early church on the day of Pentecost, Acts chapter 2,
yes, sir.
It put them in the same position that Jesus was in.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
That's correct.
Uh-huh.
A man, a woman, divinely influenced by heaven. That's what Jesus was, you know.
Right, yes,
Jesus was a man divinely influenced by heaven. He became a man, but he stayed connected with heaven. To show us how to be a man or how to be a woman and operate and function from another world. By the supply of the Spirit. Say supply of the Spirit. All right, now that's one thing. The impact on the early church that the supply of the Spirit had. The influence that it had on the apostles. Now, anything I'm saying it to you.
Right. Yes, sir.
The impact that it had on the early church should have the same impact on you.
Right.
The influence that the Holy Spirit had on the apostle should be the same influence he has on you.
Right.
Listen to this. It seemed as if the descent of the Holy Spirit left more significant influence upon the apostles than the resurrection and ascension of Christ. Why? Why? See, the Holy Spirit, tonight we need him to emphasize himself. You see, they knew about Christ's power, the miracles Christ did. They saw it. They recognized. They had interviews with him after he rose from the dead. Right. But the insight in the interviews is not like the impartation. And many Christians are never be imparted with a full supply of the Spirit because they're too immature. Right. All right, the third thing I want you to see before we start. Divine fulfillment and empowerment. Divine fulfillment and empowerment. You're not going to be able to get it from nowhere else. So it says, indeed, the coming of the Spirit was an integral part of the ascension of Christ. In other words, it was a more important part of the ascension of Christ, because if he had not ascended, we would not be graced with the precious, loving, powerful, glorified Holy Spirit. And that we all couldn't go to our home and feel safe tonight. But because of the impartation of the Holy Spirit, you'll find out one of the supplies is he in the well, you. Individually. All right. And then the fourth thing is spiritual experiences. We could not have them had not the Holy Spirit come. So it says, in one sense, the Spirit coming or the Spirit advent is the extension of the resurrection and ascension. What? I got to read this twice, two or three times. Into spiritual experiences. See, I got to read this two or three times. In one sense, the Spirit coming is the extension of the resurrection and ascension. You heard that?
Yes, sir.
Watch these last three words now. Into spiritual experiences.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Wow.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
That's powerful.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
In other words, there are experiences you will never have if you don't know how to receive these divine supplies.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Right, 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 right.
Yes, sir.
Got it.
So you ready to go to shopping?
Yes, sir.
There are some things we got to pick up in the spirit to function at a deeper dimension. Are you listening to me?
Yes, sir.
All right. Now, let's, in depending on the supply of the Spirit, was a master wisdom in the life of Jesus. Depending on the supply of the Spirit, of the Holy Spirit, was a master wisdom in the life of Jesus. Jesus did nothing. His ministry couldn't go on.
Right.
So I want you to look graciously with me in Matthew chapter 3, because we've got to build this case. We've got to have evidence. In Matthew chapter 3, let's build this case about Jesus operating in the supply of the Spirit. And then I'll begin to give you some of the supply.
Yes, sir. Amen.
That you can use them personally. Yes, that if you already use them, you use them more gracefully.
Yes,
amen.
Amen.
Yeah, maturing. Maturing in the supply of the Spirit. Maturing in being able to yield to the Holy Ghost when you don't see no natural results. Once you experience him doing the impossible in your life, you will not renege the next time. You have a challenge. You won't cop out. You recognize that, oh my goodness, I feel the Holy Ghost blow my. You recognize, oh my goodness. Oh Jesus. You recognize. You see, you're mature to the fact you don't depend on your senses. You don't depend on your feeling. You don't depend on your report. You make a report. Whether you realize it or not, you're divine. You are spirit more than you're anything else. Your authority, your dominion, your victory, all comes out of the supply of the Spirit.
Yes, sir.
Your body depending on you to go in the Spirit.
Right.
Your soul depending on you to go in the Spirit.
Yes,
your whole life is dependent on how you deal and yield with the Spirit.
Yes, sir.
Jesus knew that.
Right. Hallelujah.
Watch this. He didn't do nothing. John, Matthew 3. Matthew 3, 16.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
How you want me to say this, Holy Spirit? There are a few frogs you about to get out of your basket. I mean, that's the way he told me to say it. That are faking you. They're jumping around, acting like they're in control, but they're not. So once you get the right supply and the right understanding, the right knowledge, the right understanding, and the right input from the Spirit, those frogs must die. Telling you, you're not going to make it. How can you not make it when you already got it made? How can you not be blessed when you're already blessed? And whom God bless, no man can curse. That situation, that circumstance, what you're dealing with is lying to you. You follow what I'm saying? Everybody say supply of the Spirit. Say supply of the Holy Ghost. Say the supply of the Spirit of Jesus Christ.
Sam's Spirit.
That raised Jesus from the dead.
Dwell in me.
Quickening.
All my life
situation. You heard that? Did you hear that? Making alive. All your life situation according to God's will. You understand that? This is a glorious life. Sure, you're going to have challenges. Sure, you're going to have situations. But by God, feed on the supply of the Spirit.
Glory to God.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah.
Jesus, you may be seated. Jesus wouldn't start in his earthly ministry. Jesus knew he had no ministry without the Spirit. He wouldn't even start. So here we see him in Matthew 3, 16 here. Wow, something happened here. Something happened here.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And Jesus, when he was baptized, went up straightway out of the water. Everybody heard me?
Yes.
What happened next? And lo, the heavens were opened to him. And he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove, lighting on him. Jesus was baptized with the Holy Ghost. That is right there. That is. I read that many years and never saw it. Jesus was right there. He baptized in water. But he's getting ready to do ministry now. So he was baptized the Holy Ghost. He was baptized in the Holy Ghost. Anybody want to argue with that here? Sometimes theologian got an argument, you know. And he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and lighting upon him. How many of y'all baptized the Holy Ghost? Same thing. Happened to you. And why he say like a dove? Because the Holy Spirit will never leave you because you're a Christian, but you can get out of socket. You can grieve him. You can quench him. And you can resist him. See, that dove is a good emblem because that dove is very gentle.
Yes,
I mean, you can just, I'm told that, you know, any little thing, he's gone. And so the Holy Spirit, you gotta stay intact with him. All right? Now, and John said, and lo, a voice of heaven saying, this is my beloved son in whom I'm well pleased. Now, you have to go to Luke to really see this. Luke chapter 4. Matthew didn't mention this, but Luke did. Some aspect of the Holy Spirit. Luke chapter 4. Yes, I don't know how many, it's hundreds of dollars, probably $1,000. Stay on the lesson. Don't be concerned about get all shook up. Don't get shook up. Stay on the lesson. Stay focused. This happened all the time. Had a little lady was in North Carolina. No, where were we last, man?
North Carolina.
North Carolina. Little lady got up, just walked, just easy, and handed me a check. Went look at me and went on back to her seat. I got a check of $10,000. She sat down and smiled. Isn't that something? Now, notice in Luke 4, and I got to do this before I start giving you the supplies of the Spirit. So I may have to take up, I hate to say it in front of my guests, but I may have to take up next Wednesday. They can get it on the internet, though. Luke 4:1. And Jesus, now look at this now. Wait a minute now. Not only baptized. Now look at what he said about Jesus now. And Jesus what?
Full.
Full of the Holy Ghost.
Yes, sir.
Where you returning from? Jordan. Huh? And then he said, and was led. Now we got him baptized. We got him full. And we got him led. Right? He was ready for the devil then. That means with no excuse. That means you ready for him. You baptized with the Holy Ghost. You full of the Holy Ghost. You know how to be led by the Spirit. So you're going to have challenges. But you're already ready for them. But you're going to have to function from the supply of the Spirit. Now I got 12 of them I'll give you. I'm going to start giving you some in a few moments. You got to dial on that station when you need to. You can't be crying and calling everybody all over town. You got to go ahead and yield to the supply of the Spirit and step out like Jesus did. Show you something else about Jesus. Look in the 14th chapter that falls. He went, he whooped the devil. Now look in the 14th chapter. I mean the 14th verse, excuse me, 14th verse. Luke 4 and 14. He done whooped the devil now. Baptized the Holy Ghost. He full of the Holy Ghost. He led by the Spirit. He used the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. He said, man should not live by bread alone, every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. That's for us, okay? But Lord is how he came back. Now after he defeated Satan, the Bible says Jesus returned how? Oh! How you return? I heard something just now. When you functioning properly in the Spirit, I just heard it just now. When you function properly in the Spirit, you can't be drained. You can't become tired. You can't give up. You can't quit. And you can't lose. And another thing the Holy Ghost is telling me, God always gives you more power than you need. He always gives you extra. But he don't know how long Satan will act up. So after the battle, he wants you to return back to your recliner in the power of the Spirit. After it's over, after the greatest fight you had, he wants you to return. What? He wants you to return back in power. So there's no such thing about I almost made it. Alright, then you have to. Alright, Lord. Then Luke 4:18 now. See this fivefold anointing. Brokenhearted, bruised, blind, and in bondage. You ain't got no business having none of that. You got an anointing for all of them. And those five anointings take care of everything. Anything come in your life, one of them anointing. We'll deal with it. You understand that, right? All right, be seated now. Let's go to work. I say I'm going to read something about the Amplified, but I like this little new Amplified Bible I got now. Maturing in the supply of the Spirit, knowing how to live in the supply of the Spirit of Jesus Christ. Let's read our text one more time. before I go any further, I want you to see this man was, Paul was in a rough condition, but he knew something. When you know something. When you know something, you can't tell. I mean, some people you can't tell around you because they don't understand your language, but you just know something. They feel so sorry for, baby, don't feel sorry for me. Feel sorry for yourself. I got something working that you can't see. There's another realm. See? I got something way better than voodoo and witchcraft. Yeah, take care of it. Yeah, the Spirit of God. I got something way better than a computer. Than all technology. All technology has the bow to what I got working in me. All ideas, invention.
Yes, sir.
Invention. Yes, sir. Got the Bible at what we're talking about now. The church,
yes, sir,
runs the city,
yes, sir,
runs the state,
yes,
runs the world.
Yes,
the body of Christ is in charge,
yes, sir,
for the King of Kings,
yes,
and the Lord of Lords. That's why he called us the body of Christ. He the head.
Yes,
everything under his feet,
yes,
in your personal life. The Holy Spirit is a personality. He's a person. Well, turn back to Philippians 1:19, for we won't go straight from what we come here to say. Say, supply of the Spirit. I don't want you to forget that.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
At each turn in your life, no matter what you're going through, there's a supply in the Spirit that has already been appropriated in your name. You must pause. You must salah. You must be still when you don't know what to do. Don't just start grabbing scriptures. It might be dull. There's a scripture that would turn into the sword of the Spirit. When the supply of the Spirit is functioning right, it turns the word into the sword of the Spirit. But you got to have the supply to go with the sword. If you've been using the word over and over again for the last 9 months, it's dull. It's really not supplied. The Spirit haven't breathed on it. That's a scripture you picked out. The Holy Ghost didn't pick it out. You picked it out because you had it memorized. And Satan lack you to use that type of scripture because he know you don't have it. Don't shout me down because I'm preaching good now. We all have done that at one time or another. You can sit there and look so innocent in your face, but we all have used that word, and that word wasn't cutting nothing because that's a text we have chosen and the Lord didn't choose it. So we don't have no supply with it. You growing in it?
Yes, sir.
Now, ma'am, I'm going to warn you. You can't come here and cling to my members and play your little games. I'm not going to look at you, and I'm not going to call your name out, but I don't play that here. You don't get under my members and try to use them and try to stay with them, get in their house, and they won't get out and do a lot of stuff. We don't do that here at Word of Life Christian Center. There's some other churches down the street in Gonzales you can go to, but you can't play that here. Amen. Let me go to work. All right. Philippians 1:19. Now, I'll call you out if I have to. For I know that this shall turn to my salvation through your prayer and the supply of the Spirit of Jesus Christ. Now, I tell you, prayers are empty without the supply. Confession, decrees, reading the Bible, all empty without the supply of the Spirit. All right, let's go to the first supply, Ephesians chapter 1. Ephesians chapter 1, the Spirit of promise. Write that down, the Spirit of promise. Now, you know I told you promises are divine vehicles carrying provision from God. Oh, Lord, I can't do no better than that. Promises are divine vehicles carrying provisions from God. And all the promise of God is yea and amen. And I also told you to address a promise, you need to have faith and grace. The three run together. Are you here? Are you here? Faith, grace, and the promise. But the first supply of the Spirit I want to talk about is in Ephesians 1:13. The Spirit of promise. Say it. God have promised you so much. And God always back all of his promises up. You understand? But you got to operate in them in faith and grace. Because sometimes they look like they're not working. Grace means it's already done. Faith means I'm going to bring it to you. Faith means I'm going to make it happen. Stay in faith. You follow me? No, you don't follow me. You follow me? See, the promise is there. Once you get a promise, that promise is a vehicle carrying the provision of God, and God is saying, yes. I said it, yes. You got to have enough faith to stand till the system stop lying to you. Trying to tell you you're a normal citizen. You're not no normal citizen. You are a citizen of the kingdom of God. You're supposed to rule and reign in life in Christ Jesus by the power of the cross, by the power of the blood, in his name. Whatever you ask in my, whatever you ask in my name.
Come on, sir, sling it.
Come on, sir.
Glory to God.
Oh, glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, yeah. Yes, sir.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
The Spirit of promise. I want to read to you out of the Amplified Bible. Sit down there. Ephesians 1:13. The Spirit of promise. That's the first supply we're going to deal with. In the Amplified Bible, it says, in him you also, when you heard the word of truth, the good news of your salvation, and as a result, believed in him, were stamped with the seal of the promised Holy Spirit. The one promised by Christ is owned and protected by God. I'm going to read the 14th verse for you out of the Amplified Bible, because it's going to show you something else. The Spirit, what I said? Listen, is the guarantee, the first installment, the pledge, a foretaste of our inheritance until the redemption of God's own purchased possession, his believers, to the praise of his glory. Listen, young man. Promises of God are divine guarantee. What it means is this will not go wrong. Stick with my plan and you're going to come out right. The Spirit of promise. I can go on and on with it. You see, you got taking notes in Romans 4:16 and then Romans 4:21-22. Paul was fully persuaded that what he had promised, he also was able to perform.
Yes,
now, if you ever get there, guess what you're going to be?
Yeah.
He's fully persuaded.
Yeah.
He 100-something years old, his wife 100-something years old, he's still going, he getting a baby crib.
Right. Yeah.
Everybody, see, now, Lord.
That's right.
When you operating in the word properly, everybody going to call you crazy.
That's right. Everybody.
And mostly church folks. You see what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
See, you got to be ready to be persecuted.
Right. Yes, sir.
If you're going to operate in the supply of the Spirit, because you're going to be constantly taking off.
Yeah, right.
You're always on a runway.
Always on a runway. Ready to take off. Come on, sir.
You heard me, girl? When you operate in the supply of the Spirit, you're always on a runway. You're about to take off. You're about to go to another level. All the time. And church folk, the sinners don't say too much. Church folk don't like you taking off that many times. They come, you was on one level. You know, I don't stay there no more. Oh, no, I don't use that type of cologne perfume no more. Oh, I don't eat that no more. And they get plumb upset. I don't know why people, when they see you're successful, why they don't ask you how you got there? Why they get so, why they start cussing and get all upset? Why don't you say, and then most people who are there, matter of fact, all people who are there and God put them there, they will sit down and share with you things to help you. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Why? We can't get that high mind. He told Abraham, I bless you to all the families of the earth. Be blessed. All right, let's go to work. Let's go to work. The next one. Let's go to the next one. Supply the Spirit. The Spirit of wisdom. The Spirit of wisdom. Let's look. I'm going to read out the Amplified Bible again. Let's look in Ephesians 1:17. The Spirit of wisdom. That is your supply. There's nothing and no one can tie you up. There's no question you can't answer when you're operating in the spirit of wisdom. But it's a supply of the spirit. Now, I'm not talking about academic wisdom. I'm not talking about intellectual wisdom. Thank God for it. I'm talking about wisdom that will show you, listen, show you God's divine plan in every situation. What I say? Don't y'all miss this? You see, the reason God teaching this is that when a situation come up, you can now go to the supply station and say, supply me with spiritual wisdom that I can walk in your divine will in this situation. First supply, the spirit of promise. The spirit of wisdom here is a supply that belongs to you. Look here in Ephesians 1. I love it. Ephesians 1:17 now. In the Amplified Bible. Always pray that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, and look what he called him, the God of our Lord, the Father of glory, may grant you a spirit of wisdom and a revelation that gives you a deep and personal and intimate insight. Y'all in Yim over here. That will give you a deep and personal and intimate insight in the true knowledge of him. For we know the Father through the Son. What? Deep. Personal. Intimate. Inside. Now we're not talking normal here. We're not talking about normal insight. We're not talking about intimate. I know you, you know me. We're not talking about that. We're talking about a divine substance seeping out of the spirit into you. When they want to misuse the disciples, and after that miracle had performed and the Holy Ghost had come, the Bible says they took notice of them that they had been with Jesus. You who are in this mature class, even your fellow yoke ones in your own church, gonna take notice that you done moved in another class. Because rocks that hurt them won't hit you. Why? Why? You gonna know how to use the shield of faith more accurately. Intimate. Intimate. Whew, I get it. My Lord.
Glory to God.
Deep.
Deep.
Personal.
Personal.
Insight.
Insight.
Say insight four times.
Insight.
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 That's what you need. Spiritual insight from the Holy Ghost in any situation. Right now, whatever you're dealing with tonight, I want you to pray. I want you to talk to the Holy Spirit and say, Holy Spirit, give me spiritual insight on this situation. And he'll give it to you. He knows exactly what to do. Oh, Lord. I like this next one. The spirit of access. The spirit of access. Ephesians chapter 2. Woo! Ephesians chapter 2. Oh, my. Verse 18. I'm going to read out the King James Version, then I'm going to read it again. For through him, that's Christ, we both have access. Access. You know what access means? Huh? It's opening. Access by one spirit unto the Father. That's another scripture I want to show you. Look at verse 12 in the third chapter. Verse 12 in the third chapter of Ephesians. In whom we have what?
Boldness.
Say it loud.
Boldness.
And what?
Access.
With what?
Confidence.
Why?
Confidence.
So, this access is not timid. Boy, when you know something belongs to you, you're not going to be tiptoeing talking about, I don't want to disturb nobody. I'll disturb everybody. This belongs to me. And I'm going to make some noise. I'm going to have this. They've been trying to get me quiet. They've been trying to quiet me down. They can't. I'm too bold. Too connected, you see. I'm not trying to be arrogant. You look arrogant. But you're just acting out a normal pace in the spirit. Oh, you didn't see that. You see, you seem arrogant to people who don't know what belonged to them. But you functioning in it. So they think you're high-minded or arrogant, but you're just walking normal. Why? Because I have boldness, access, and confidence. Come on, write that down. Boldness, access, and confidence. See, the supply of the Spirit producing you boldness, access, and confidence. Give somebody a high five. You got to high five somebody on that. Jesus Christ. And it does not matter what it is. See, if it's not to your good, you have to let the Holy Spirit give you boldness, access, and confidence, and work it out. It's a supply of the Spirit. Listen, children, it's a supply of the Spirit. I'm not going to read out the Amplified Bible. You read it. I'll take you to number four. The spirit of indwelling. The spirit of indwelling. Let me look at something here. The spirit of indwelling. Jesus Christ. Woo! Are you maturing?
Yes, sir.
Now, I want you to put this. If you put it in practice by faith,
right,
it will work.
It will work. Yes, it will.
Yes, sir. And that, I'm going to tell you something that we haven't been recognized. See, when you're using the word, there's an element, and when you're dealing with something larger than you, that's the only time you're going to need it, you know.
Right. Yes, sir. Yeah.
Something you can't handle.
Right.
God, there's nothing you can handle. You can pick up your own glass and drink your water.
Right.
You don't need the Holy Spirit for that.
Yes, sir.
I lost my other thought. I had something I was about to tell you. But that one was a good one, too, because sometimes we try to put the Holy Spirit in, but it's something too big for you to handle.
Right.
oh, an element of fear going to come up, but it's not scary fear. Because if you're really using the word right, you're going to have some fear.
Yes, sir.
And you're going to have some trembling.
Yes, sir.
And you're going to have some weakness.
Yes, sir.
But that's good ground.
That's good ground.
I got to show it to you. Go to 1 Corinthians 2.
Yes, sir.
I got to show it to you.
Yes, sir.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. But if you don't understand it, you'll think it's another type of fear.
Yes,
I'm not going to make it. Wow. No, no. Discern those fears. That's reverential fear. That's a respect for God. That if you don't do this, I'm going to fail. But I know you can't fail. And I got my hand in your hand. Therefore, I know I'm going to come out all right. You got that?
Yes, sir.
Y'all believe that?
Yes, sir.
Shout then. And I want you to shout right now over your major problem. Shout. It can't stay there. It can't remain. Listen to me, children. Hold on. Your major problem, your major situation you're dealing with now cannot stand no more. Shout. You know why I know that? Jericho was strictly shut up. None was going in and none was going out. And the Lord said to Joshua, see, I've given you Jericho. He couldn't see it in the natural. He had to see it in the spirit. God supplied enough spirit for him to see it. And then when you're dealing with something, follow instruction. The instructions sometimes gonna look silly. The instructions will sometimes look like out of wax, but just push that doggone button, boy. Pull that doggone string. He knows what he's doing. You notice how Jesus, the disciples are all disturbed, but Jesus worked, man, Jesus do all kind of stuff. Now he said, the people out of wine. Now, yeah, he tell us pour water. The people need wine. We're about to get embarrassed again. The man blind. Jesus pick up mud, spit on it. They said, Lord, put on the man's eye. Then the man blind told him, go to the pool, find your way to the pool, wash and you'll come back seeing. But the only thing different is the water turned into wine. And the blind man came back seeing. Woman at the well, Jesus got no bucket. Jesus said, give me a drink of water. She said, She said, you ain't got no bucket. Jesus said, if you drink the water what I give you, you'll never get thirsty again. See, the supply of the Spirit can turn a prostitute into a preacher. She went out there prostituting her body. Five husbands, she didn't know who it was. But when she drank that water, when you're functioning in the supply of the Spirit, you're going to have to function in the Spirit.
Yes, sir.
You're going to have to be full of the Spirit.
Right.
You're going to have to be led by the Spirit.
Yes, sir.
Because he's going to tell you something to do that your natural mind find some other route.
Right. Right.
That's when you lose.
Yes, sir.
Now, let me ask you this question now. Let me ask you a question before I take it any further. I got about 10 more minutes. Let me ask you a question. Are you aware from just this one teaching of some limitation you've been stuck in? You had supposed to leave many years ago.
Yes, sir.
No. Yeah. You praying? I'm not against you praying. You praising? Nothing, praising is right. But moving is right also. Production is right also. Getting blessed beyond measure is right also.
Yes, sir.
We've been waiting so long the world couldn't hold the book. Just waiting, waiting, waiting. Because we've been taught to wait, 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 wait. God can show up right now.
He can show up right now.
In every such way. So your expectation is like Kenneth Copeland's mama used to tell him every day, Jesus is coming today. Ken said, Mama, I thought you said Jesus would come today. Well, he's coming today. Every day she told him that. So he's still looking. Even though she's going home, he's still looking. See yourself with it.
Yes, sir.
It belonged to you. Let me see. Any one of y'all ever made lemonade? Huh? Or Kool-Aid or something like that? Y'all ever made it? You remember when I was a boy, you used to make Kool-Aid?
Right.
You know you can make joy the same way? You stir up the gift. You can stir joy up on you. Look in 1 Corinthians 2. I hadn't forgot. Because I want you to see this. Mm. 1 Corinthians 2:3,
yes, sir.
The great apostle Paul.
Uh-huh.
And I was with you in weakness,
yeah,
in fear,
right,
and in much trembling.
Right.
Yes, sir.
Now you say, oh, I want to follow him. I want one of these polished preachers who got eloquence, know their English, know their adjective and their verb. I want somebody to know some stuff. Then Paul said, and my speech and my preaching were not with enticing words of man wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and a power, that your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. Come on, wave your hand at God tonight. The little things that seem like they're not working for a believer, I've seen it before. I had an instructor who dressed, he wasn't dressed good. He didn't dress good. He just dressed, he's slouchy, and his coat kind of halfway, you know, and his tie all loose. And so I had met my elegant instructor, who was a good preacher, but he had tailor-made stuff on. And I mean, everything was matching. You couldn't see him for the clothes. And so I said, what this little man you're going to do behind this man here, behind this eloquent speaker, dressed so dynamic? And here he comes. Hey, how you doing? And from around that Bible about 10 minutes, and Lord Jesus, the Holy Ghost and every angel in heaven came down. I said, Lord, I learned the greatest lesson. I said, Lord, forgive me, forgive me, forgive me. That man preached. Now I'll tell you another thing. This is a lesson for you. People don't know the supply of the Spirit. I brought him to my church. And I'm all hyper that he gonna really minister. He couldn't. See. If the container is not proper, not much gonna come out. I was so disappointed. I said, Lord, what happened? The Lord says, you're among some beloved people, but they can't handle this man.
Wow.
And you know what he did? He did, you know, as a young rookie sometimes, I tried to push it. I went to church one time. I got to get back. I went to church one time. I'm just a preaching. I mean, just sophisticated people. And only one person had their Bible open was Leroy Jr. They're just sitting there with... He said, some of them had no Bible, just laid back, and they wanted me to entertain them. And Leroy had his Bible open. After 20 minutes, I said, oh, Lord, my only backup. Leroy closed his Bible. What are you saying, Dad? Let's get up out of here. Don't let them kill you, Dad. Let's get out of here. Dead as a doornail in a hailstorm. So the spirit of indwelling is what we're dealing with right now. Right, sit down a minute. Sit down. Give me, I got 4 minutes. Give me time. The spirit of indwelling. The spirit of, we've done four, right? First one was? Give me a text. One 13 is the man text. All right, what's the next one? Give me a text. All right, the third one? What else it had added to that? Now you can ask for these, you know. They are rightfully yours. You got to talk to the Holy Spirit. It's all right to talk to the Holy Spirit. That's 218. Now the spirit of indwelling, I'll tell you what chapter and what verse. Did I give you the spirit of indwelling? Did I give you a text in Ephesians for it yet? I'm not going to let y'all get ahead of me. That's why I didn't give it to you. All right, Ephesians 2, 22. In the Amplified Bible, read, in him and in fellowship with one another, you're also being built together into a dwelling place of God in the Spirit. It says in the, let me see, the King James Version, I know you got it there, most of you, but I want to read it. I want to read it. Hallelujah. 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 Now, I'll tell you when you're mature. I'm gonna give you a hint when you're mature. I'm gonna give you that hint in a minute. I'm gonna tell you when you're mature. It says in Ephesians 2:22, in whom you also are built together for an habitation of God through the Spirit. So we're in the dwelling spirit. You know you're maturing when your big problem looks small. Because you're not planning on handling it anyway. God never expected you to handle it. He expected you to turn to him. Cast all your cares on him, for he cares for you. And he's not, in my study, he's not expecting you to fight on the battlefield. You fight in the courts of heaven.
Yes, sir.
Glory to God.
You go get a verdict. And come back and announce the verdict from the heavenly juror. From the real Supreme Court.
Yes, sir.
Yo, you hear me?
Yes, sir.
I'll give you one more. One for the road. The spirit of revelation. The spirit of revelation. Now, I know you think I'm going somewhere, but I'm going to show you some of that. I know you think I'm going to Ephesians 1. A Bible student. No, Ephesians 3 and 5. Which in other ages was not made known unto the sons of men, as it is now revealed unto his holy apostles and prophets by the Spirit. Now he says something about the apostles and prophets, about their foundation in Ephesians 2:20. Now that's a stagnation of the supply of the Spirit, and that's why the church is not maturing like she should, because they don't know, they don't recognize an apostle, and they don't recognize the prophet, and they miss out, and they think that a pastor and a teacher can take them all away, and an evangelist, but no, they can't. They can't come, because the pastor, the teacher, and the evangelist should be hooked to the apostle and the prophet as one man. See? Now, since I've been going in my apostleship visitor, the church membership decreased. But that's normal.
Yes, sir.
Wow.
Yes, sir.
But I tell you a secret. The finances increased.
Yes, sir.
Isn't that something?
Yes, sir.
That's amazing, man. It's amazing. So see, I'm not going to stop preaching.
Yes, sir.
Right. Uh-huh.
And I'm not going to stop maturing you.
Uh-huh.
Yes, sir.
Wow, Apostle. That's so good.
Uh-huh. Because I know we're in a religious jungle here. And I know some pacifiers.
Right.
Going to have to be taken. Ain't no milk in that pacifier. I got to get you off that pacifier. Then I got to get you off. I got to take the bottle too. You got to start eating. You got a good digestive system. The Holy Ghost is in you. You can digest His word, baby. You follow what I'm saying? So why you keep sucking the pacifier, keep sucking milk when you got a good digestive system? When you got born again, the Holy Ghost move in you as your divine, supernatural, spiritual digestive system, that you can know things, that you can have miracles, signs, and wonders in your life, and stop wondering how you're going to make it.
Come on, sir.
I got to close. I get the next one.